What's going on?
Not a whole lot, dude. Just got back.
Yeah, working.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be a long week again.
Oh, fun. Fun. Well,
How's life been for you?
it's been all right until today.
What happened today?
I cried today.
Why?
I put my boat
Oh,
away.
you winterized her?
Yep. I had to now because I actually get free storage for the winter, but it was filling up, so I had to put it away today. So I took skipped three classes, washed, waxed, vacuumed, winterized my entire boat, put it away. And I felt like when I drove away from the shed after I parked it, I felt like a mother leaving her son for college.
I
Like
know.
I'm pulling away and I look in the rearview mirror and I see it and it looks at me. And then I just started crying, and I just had to keep driving. I mean,
Yeah,
it's a sad thing.
I got a gas oven, so there's always that option this winter. This is gonna be a long winter. I heard that it's supposed to be even worse than last year.
Really?
Yeah, because that polar vortex is still here, apparently. I don't know like exactly how it works, but yeah. So gear up for a long winter again. And probably a lot of
No, I
podcasting,
refuse.
a lot of dicking around with equipment, a lot of everything. I still haven't hung up the cleats yet. I think I'm gonna be going out with Casey a little bit this winter.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be on the wolf until there's ice on it with the Teddy, but my boat is gone for the year,
I haven't been in my
unfortunately.
boat since August or since July 21st.
Yeah, do you have it up with you at Green Bay?
I'm gonna bring it up next May, just
Yeah.
because I didn't know, and it's like a $50 extra a month to store it at my apartment, like for the garage.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure like my hours when I first moved up here, so now during the school year, I'm pretty much working. I don't start till 3 o'clock most days, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I did. If I would have known that, I would have had it up because like I can fish the Fox, which is right in my backyard or the bay, and
Oh, yeah.
but yeah. So next spring I'll be out a lot.
Awesome.
It's been a rough last couple of weeks. I've barely been out. I haven't even gotten to try to fish for those smallmouth that are seem to be popping everywhere. Teddy's posting a lot. You were posting a lot. I'm
Yeah.
yeah. What's the, what they've been what you've been biting them on or what they've been biting on?
Well, I was on the Mississippi for two different tournaments, Saturday and Sunday. This weekend, fishing smallies mostly.
With Cade.
With Cato, yeah. The tournaments did not go as we expected. Something changed. I mean, they did a small fluctuation in water levels, and we just didn't adjust properly. Sunday, we brought in 13 and three quarters pounds, which is nothing for right now. And the legend himself on the river, Jimmy Johnson, weighed in almost 24, 20,
Jesus.
22.94 pounds on five.
All smallmouth?
Four smallies and one largie. His largemouth was the smallest fish, though.
Good God. Were they five? Did you catch
Yeah.
any fives?
Yeah, he had
That's pool
5.
7, 8, 9, right?
Yeah, in lacrosse.
It's pretty been snapping. It looks like the river's been awesome the last couple months.
Yeah, big
I
time. It's
haven't.
been taken. There's a NEBC out there, the North American Bass Anglers, and it took like the biggest bag weighed. It was a 2-day tournament, 23, and there's like multiple 21-pound bags, and that's on five. It's
Yeah, the
ridiculous.
river's been on the upswing the last couple of years. Because I
The
remember.
Mississippi smallmouth
Yeah.
has definitely, yeah,
It's
for
crazy.
sure. The wolf has been good, but the water has came up 2.5 feet since when I fished it last week Monday, so
Really?
it's getting tough right
Do you guys
now.
have tournament out there at all, or are you guys done for the year?
Stevens Point, our last tournament's this weekend out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the wolf, so
Got any tube
we'll
jigs
see how
up?
that goes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know what? I love that place.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I don't know. We've won out there once, and it's one of those things where you're just like, oh, I can't wait to get out there to catch a bunch of smallies, especially in the spring or late November, but they're whatever time you end up going. But after about 4 hours in, you're just so fucking fed up with snapping off every other cast.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on where you go, I guess, because there's some spots on that river where that's not that bad, like where it's just wood. But
yeah,
even that, you still get
sure.
hung up quite a bit.
Well, with that high water,
oh, I can't even imagine.
It's gonna suck because we're gonna have to use like quarter to half ounce tube jigs, so they stick on bottom, you know.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to lose like 30 tubes.
I bet you a spinnerbait would work pretty good right now.
You're probably right. The water's still in the high 40s, low 50s out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everyone's been.
I caught a lot of smallies on a spinnerbait yesterday on the Mississippi too.
Yeah, I mean it's a running metal right now is pretty hot. I mean you can throw a crankbait too, but
yeah,
I've always caught my bigger ones.
That high water, yeah, with the high water, the crankbait bite usually dies off a little.
What were you guys doing on this weekend? Is wing dams or riprap?
Yeah, targeting wing dams and with a jerkbait and a head jig and a tube. Big swim bait.
Really?
Had kind of died. Yeah, if you guys have ever heard of a thing called a bull shad,
no.
They're like a $50 swim bait. Just Google bull shad, the website will pop up. Most amazing looking swim bait ever made.
Really?
They're just a big, you can get them in a bunch of sizes. The smallest one, I think it's the 5-inch, works the best for up here. And the swimming action's crazy, and you pause it, and it suspends like a jerk bait.
No shit.
And just rolls on its side. It is the most realistic dying shad bait I've ever seen in my life.
Like, is it modeled off of, like, well, I'm not going to look it up because it might screw up the call, but is it, like, modeled after, like, a kind of like a BBZ?
Yes.
Like that jointed?
It is a jointed, but it's like a BBZ, but 100 times nicer looking.
Really?
It's,
and the river?
Yes.
Damn, I always thought that you threw, like, paddle tails in the darker water, not so much the ultra-realistic ones.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That place, you know, there's a ton of shad in there.
Yeah.
And especially this time of year, that's what they're targeting.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten in the last couple of years, I've been really into throwing big jerk baits for smallmouth on darker water that you wouldn't expect to do. That's what I crush them on point. And anywhere on the Wisconsin River, I throw a jerkbait in the spring or the fall.
Since March, since I went to Ozarks, the jerkbaiting, I never really did it. It's really opened my mind.
Yeah, I have.
I've really expanded my jerkbait fishing. I mean, I threw one pretty much all year, caught fish on it.
Yeah.
It was kind of a cool summer, which was good for it too, but they just work.
Yeah.
Especially for smallmouth all year round.
Yeah, I haven't, I didn't get on any bites this summer. It was just such a brutal summer for me. The shallow bite never turned on. I think the mid depths did, because I didn't hear too many people catching them real deep either.
Yeah, it was a goofy year, but the mid depth, like on Madison, the weed lines were like 9 feet.
Really?
Yeah, it was really shallow. It's just that late winter, nothing, and cool summer, and with all that rain, the weeds on every body of water I was on were significantly less than normal.
We never even hit. I mean, I didn't get any matted vegetation really anywhere. The one lake that had it this year, we smoked everyone on it, and it. I mean,
yeah.
That punch and bite, that shallow frogging and punch and bite, never ever turned on for me. I was so disappointed.
Really?
Oh no, it didn't once. Not on any of the river systems that I fished. It was never shallow wood and shallow everything on the Wisconsin River was all bad, and anywhere around here was just terrible. It was a brutal summer after a long winter. So hopefully next year is better. I might have to go down to Alabama again in February.
Yeah, no doubt. I need to get down there sometime.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's like nothing else. I mean, the bay is awesome, but it's nothing like Gunnersville. I mean, I like largemouth way more, but
See, I have a special place for smallmouth. I don't know why, because they burn my ass every tournament. But
Yeah.
something about a big smallmouth just gets me going, especially dirty water, current, big
Oh yeah,
smallies.
it is great. I mean, can honestly say I have only won like a hand, not a handful, but like maybe two or three tournaments on just smallmouth. Maybe no, pff, Christ, only one. Now that I can think of it, we won in the
Yeah.
Wolf a few years ago, but yeah, I've never been able to figure them damn things out tournament day. I'm just not good at them.
Yeah.
Did I tell
Well,
you?
they move so much.
Did I tell you? Right. Did I tell you what happened on Mohawksin?
Yes,
The
with Adam
championship, the
Smoger.
championship. No. This last one. Adam bought a new boat, by the way. He's got a 20-foot skeeter.
Okay, that was him on Wapaka the other day that I
Yep,
saw.
yep, yep. He was probably out there.
Awesome.
Yeah, no.
How new?
But it.
Like brand new?
What's that?
Was it like brand new? How new is it?
It's. I think it's 2003, I want to say.
Okay.
But yeah, no. We caught, 100 fish in the morning on first day of the tournament, but they were all small and we weighed like 9.5 pounds or whatever, but we were still well in the running because I think 13 was leading. And
Yeah.
then the second day our bite never turned on in the morning and we just scrambled all day and did not get a single bite after 7:45.
That's And Wapaka for the Stevens Point Club was brutal this year.
Really?
So brutal. Leo and I got fifth place with two fish for like 3.5 pounds.
That's how the year's been going, man.
And there was one limit weighed in. Kevin Vanderlip, he won with 10 pounds. Then it was like 2 7 pounds, then like 5 pounds,
Jesus.
then 3 pounds.
Sounds like the OG club weights with
Yeah, all right.
the 08 09 season or the 09 2010 season.
Yeah.
Before you even around, before bass fishing ruined your life.
Yep. Bass fishing didn't ruin my life till I can mark the day. Well, I can mark the month. Freshman year of college, second semester.
Yeah.
Like a week after second semester started, Ted gave me a bait caster and told me to start flipping in the hallway. Then I was done.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. I'm still there. Not quite the flipping in the my apartment just yet. I'm still winter shit hasn't really set in for me yet. I don't got the itch right now, which is good. It can
Yeah.
hold off as long as it can, but once December hits, it's usually just downhill. And then, you start making goofy videos and start talking just craziness online and
Yeah.
yeah, and Bass Squad will pump back up.
Yeah.
'Cause, I just didn't want like
Yeah.
I didn't want to force anything this summer because like if I'm not in the mood to do this, I just, it's just gonna sound like shit or just, I'm not gonna have nothing to talk about, which is
Well, that's the thing. We only have a few months to do our fishing, so
Right, yeah, so no,
we
hopefully.
have 5 months of winter to, I have a ton of video just compiled that I'm just going to spend all winter editing because there's nothing else to
I
do,
know.
you know.
Besides drink.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing that, I don't know. It's just, yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it now, but that just once that depression starts sitting in, it's just not good. And then
No, not at all. It's a downward spiral.
and then you make these rash decisions like I did last spring of going down to Lake Wisconsin for a weekend and didn't barely catch a single thing.
You didn't care because you were
But it was
fishing.
open water, and that's about all we
Yeah.
have to look forward to. I'm not gonna, I mean, I have a feeling now that I live so close to Casey that I might pick ice fishing back up, which I'm not looking forward to in the slightest.
Yeah. Dude, start targeting bass through the ice. I don't know. I like crappie fishing in there just because there's some actual like tactics involved in
Right.
suspended crappie fishing.
Right. Oh, yeah, no doubt. But, yeah,
Like
just.
I legitimately drop shotted this winter through the ice
Really?
at times with crappies, yeah.
Catch any largemouth doing that? Or smallmouth?
No, I did. I went on a lake up in Point here and went after largemouth for a day with just stroking a tube through the ice and caught a couple. But like guys up on Chequamegon Bay do that stuff all winter for smallies.
Really?
They just pound a tube off bottom and have an aqua view and watch the fish.
Huh.
and catch smallies through the ice on tubes.
I'm gonna have to do that in the bay if it gets
Yeah,
frozen
I
over
bet that would
again.
work out there.
I mean, I don't know. Apparently, you can catch the smallmouth out until January, like on tubes or on blade baits, but I don't know. Not really looking forward to it because it's just gonna be fucking freezing cold and your guides are gonna freeze up and it's just not enjoyable unless you're fishing a tournament or something.
Here's what I do to keep my guides from freezing. WD-40, my reels and rods, like every couple hours when it's below freezing out.
Really?
Keeps oil on them. I mean, you still get a little icing, but they usually don't freeze shut on you.
Yeah. I remember that one tournament when Dobbins caught the giant smallie when it was like snow coming out of your reel every single cast.
Yeah, crazy.
It gets, I don't
That was that morning that me and Leo were in his little boat and we were running and the rooster tail spray from all the other bass boats was freezing to our faces because it was like 15 degrees at takeoff.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I remember that. I mean, it got to a high of like 39. That was
Yeah.
one of the more miserable days. I mean,
The fishing was good, but
oh, it
yeah, I
was
mean, it was
awesome. I
so.
remember we had our limit in the first 10 casts. That was the one where we were all like within sight of each other, and I we
Yeah.
caught our fourth fish, and I start to take a piss, pull off all my, gear, start to take a piss, and then Adam hooks up one, and then and then I, drop, zip up, net the fish, and then start taking a piss again, and then I look, and the lady's just staring at me in the house.
That
But
was a crazy day. That's when I tried to boat flip that 5-pound smallmouth.
yeah, with 6-pound line.
Yeah, because I forgot I had 6-pound test on,
Oh my
and we
God.
forgot the net. And if I wouldn't have been so spazzed out and just amped up, Leo could have just grabbed it with his hand, but I fucked up. And it slapped the gunwale as I was swinging it in and broke off and swam away. So I broke my rod in half and threw it in the water, and I caught that rod later that day. And then that's the same day that Bobby caught like a Barbie pole 3 different times that
Oh
day.
yeah, I remember that.
He'd catch it, throw it in the water, and then like an hour later he caught again.
Oh, Jesus.
That was also a day I lost another rod because I was taking a piss on the back deck and I had my rod out and I just watched it. It was just out of like a movie. It just flew off the back deck. And I caught that rod later again that day too.
Wolf, that's why I love it.
Yep.
So how's Points team doing this year? Well,
Good.
What's the
Well,
update and with everything?
nationally ranked, we're second in the
Oh,
country
no
right now.
shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Platteville's first in the country right
What?
now. Yeah.
Really?
P Vegas, man.
Huh.
That'll change come this winter when the
Well,
ACA includes all those,
I know those stupid like Sam Rayburn tournaments and stuff.
yeah, 15 boat opens in Texas. And it's like, oh, yeah, I don't think we can make that one.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, I guess that's kind of what the, like, they counted the Madison. Midwest Shootout in Madison this September
Yeah.
too. So that's probably why we're so high
Right,
up
but
there,
the
but
in September, I don't know. In September our lakes are open.
yeah.
When it's middle of December and
In January it's kind of hard to pull your boat out of a storage shed that's got a 10-foot snowdrift in front of it and
oh.
pull it through salt and snowstorms down south
Dude, there
24
has been
hours.
so many just nightmare stories that we have from pulling our boats in the middle of the winter.
Oh,
Well,
yeah.
when I remember when Logan and I and Adam would always go down to Texas in December, and we were in Madison one time, and I remember I thought I was gonna die because we were driving up a hill on our like we were leaving Madison or something. I think we were following Logan or whatever, and we're going up a hill, and it was the just had gotten. It was one of those days where it rained in the afternoon. It was like 38, and then it froze the rain, and then it snowed later that night. And then you got a pickup truck pulling a boat. That's a fiberglass boat down to Texas. We went up a hill and we just lost all traction and we actually started sliding backwards. Just throw the e-brake on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was until we got traction again and was able to crawl up the hill. It was scary.
Yeah. The things us northern anglers deal with, just ridiculous. So the Saturday there was the tournament we fished, me and Cade fished down the river, was called the Bass Trek Challenge, sponsored by Old Milwaukee. It's a pretty cool tournament
Nice.
with like a unique format, and what you did to weigh in, you had to have a smallmouth and a largemouth,
Oh, nice.
but just one of each. And so it kind of made things interesting. It has a really cool event. It was like a promo for Old Milwaukee, which is sponsoring
That's
Bass
cool.
Nation now, which is
Yeah.
really cool. And I got a bunch of Old Milwaukee swag, like koozies and Old Milwaukee sunglasses and hats and t-shirts and stuff.
You go.
You know,
Hey,
and
if Old Milwaukee wants to sponsor Bass Squad, we'd be more than happy to have them.
yeah, Old Mill for life. I'm actually drinking one right now.
Oh yeah, I took the no alcohol pact for this week because of this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, Packer games up here, if you can imagine, are just madness.
Yeah,
And
and I haven't even watched one on TV because of tournaments yet.
oh man, yeah,
Yeah.
I have. Yeah, I mean, yesterday on Saturday, my buddy from high school came up. On Saturday, we went to just the bar just to have a couple drinks at 7 o'clock or whatever, not 8 o'clock. Ended up staying until
Yeah.
close. Then we know the bartender, so they're like, "Hey, you guys, we're having an after party at our house." So of course we went. And then about 5:30 rolls around, and my buddy or my cousin were like, "Hey, you know the third shift bar is open right now." So we went there at 6 in the morning to have bloodies. Then we stayed there until 9, and then we went right to tailgating. Didn't sleep at all.
Wow.
And I woke up at noon or midnight, and I was just hungover as hell. And I was like, never woke up, or I never had a hangover at midnight before.
That's pretty impressive.
It wasn't,
I
yeah,
mean,
I didn't feel good all day. So
I've had 3-day hangovers before. That's also called alcohol poisoning. High school was crazy for me.
Yeah.
Folks at home, do not beer bong 36 ounces of whiskey. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, I can't believe those guys that can go out and just get pissed drunk before tournaments and then still function in the morning. My hangovers
Yeah,
are too
well,
bad.
funny story, the Midwest Shootout this year, a bunch of us point guys got a campground,
Oh,
and
God.
we just slept on our boats and our trucks. And it was interesting because it was pretty cold at night, down in the upper 30s. And Friday night before the first day of the tournament, I ended up drinking a 12-pack of Red Zapple
Oh
ales
yeah.
and like 6 Busch Lights. And I woke up at like 4:30 in the morning just freezing my ass off in the bed of my truck, and I woke up and just started puking up Red Zapple ale. It was disgusting.
That's a lot of
Yeah.
sweet drink.
Yeah, I haven't been able to eat an apple since. So that was a rough day on the water because the fishing was absolutely horrendous too.
I could not do it. Because I'm not one to just sit there and have a couple. I can't do it physically, so I know that about myself. So either it's just don't do anything before tournaments, or I don't know those guys that like you said, that wake up, puke, and then are good. It's like, ugh, there's no way.
Oh, I wasn't good. I was hurting all day.
Ugh.
I used to be able to do that crap, but not
I
anymore.
know.
Get too old.
I know. I'm almost 25. I'm turning 25 in January.
Yeah, I turned 24 in March.
Ugh. Not looking forward to.
Fixing to retire here pretty soon.
Looking forward to the last 20 years of my life, and when I've turned 45, and bass fishing has destroyed me completely, to where I'm
Yeah.
gonna just die.
Right?
So the back half of my life is, well, I'm about halfway there, I would say. Live a
Yeah,
little too
yeah.
quick, a little too fast.
My body feels like I'm about 35. So, wake up in the morning and your back and feet and knees are sore, elbow, arms.
Do anything the night before.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh man, Jesus.
But yet you can still go out and without a problem fish 12 straight hours, do it the next
Yeah.
day.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of back issues on the water from like a really bad football hit in
Yeah.
high school. But honestly, the recessed trolling motor pedal
Yeah.
has helped that a ton.
Yeah.
That, lots of ibuprofen. I gotta start doing some yoga on my front deck before tournaments or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I tried that and I just can't do it.
I feel like Aaron Martin's could probably teach me a
Oh
few
yeah.
things.
Yeah, wake up in the morning and stretch and it's like but you've seen me, I'm so amped up, like there's no way I could sit down and stretch for 20 minutes before a tournament. I couldn't stand still that long.
Right.
There's no way.
I get so pumped up for the first turn. Like every like big takeoff in a major tournament, I am just the craziest motherfucking driver in the world out there. Like I've almost just run up on guys because I'm so hyped up. I just like I ripped my hot foot out of my boat twice this summer because I was pushing on it so hard because I was so amped up. The screws ripped out of the fiberglass.
Oh my God.
I just yeah. And then of course I have to like I've learned to give myself like 5 minutes when I get to my first spot, just calm down. Otherwise, I'll just pick up a rod, backlash the shit out of it. And then if I don't backlash the shit out of it because I'm so amped up, I'll just fish incredibly fast, just trolling motor on 100, just burning stuff as fast as
I
possible. And I'm
know,
like,
that's one of my
all right,
biggest problems is I fish
slow
too
down.
quick. Did you
Yeah.
hear about that? Did you read it? It's I don't remember which issue of Bassmaster it was in. It was recent. The story that Denny Brouwer had about his run. I don't remember what lake he was on, but because you were talking about you ripped out your hot foot. Did you not read this?
No, I didn't.
I want to say it was either Champlain or it was some giant lake. And Denny Brouwer was just like talking about it, and he said he ran in 20-foot waves and destroyed his
Oh.
entire boat. He said his
I
co-angler
believe.
broke his arm in the run instead of like right. I don't remember what. I wish I had it in front of me because he said that instead of like cutting around where like riding the coast, he just cut straight across the lake.
Yeah.
And he said he was riding in legitimate 20-foot waves.
Wow.
He was riding on top of the crest, and every once in a while he would fall forward and smash and spear a wave. He said he lost his trolling motor, his console ripped out, and all of his rods flew out of
Yeah, I ripped my trolling motor off once in my old boat on Lake Wisconsin. I hit like a 4 foot, a 4 footer just wide open. I was in the air, prop out of the water for like 10 seconds. Came down and my trolling motor just was not there anymore. And I'm like, oh shit, that's not good.
Yeah,
My
that's.
buddy looked at me. He's like, dude, you gotta take me to the hospital. I just sat on both my testicles and they arched. I'm like, I'm sorry, I told you to hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have. I don't really. Nothing really crazy happened to me this year. I want to say I didn't fish that much, but I still probably fish 3 times a week, which seems like not a lot when I'm looking back. It's like, oh, but I fished every Saturday and most Sundays, and just I didn't do as much weekday fishing this year.
Neither did I. In the summer, I worked so
I
much that
know.
I was just too wore out. And then I get to go out Saturday and Sunday. And right now, I'm so busy with school and work that basically I get 2 days to fish, and that's about it.
Yeah. Did you graduate in this year?
This spring,
Oh,
yeah,
nice,
finally.
nice. Yeah, it's different. It sucks. It's not as fun as college out in the real world, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. It'll be nice to have some money. Hopefully, I get a job right away.
Yeah, and that doesn't ever happen.
Yeah, I
Your
know.
money just burn. It seems like your money. I couldn't believe like in college how I lasted for like $1,000 for a couple months,
Right?
and now it's like. And I have to, go out quite a bit, and now it's just like $1,000 burned in like a week. It's
Yeah.
terrible. I don't know how where it goes.
Bills, man.
Bills
Gotta
and
pay the bills.
bills and bills.
Bills and prostitutes and cocaine.
Don't give the EWSP secret away to everybody.
Why we're so good. We're just amped up all the time. We don't sleep. We just pre-fish 22 hours a day.
Another 2 hours is spent with prostitutes and cocaine,
Yep.
and the rest, and then just drinking all day
Yeah,
during,
for sure. So, folks, if you want to go pro, now you have the secret.
Yeah, said no bass fisherman ever and ever publicly. I think that just set a record. We're just
right.
I don't think anybody's ever really said that. Not that I, to my knowledge, anyways.
No. I don't know. I've heard some crazy stories from a few guys.
Oh yeah, no, I'm saying stories, sure, but not public.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, I can't even believe some of those guys that on tour. They must just have an unbelievable amount of stories about stuff that's happened.
Yeah. See, I firmly believe that some of those guys live a pretty crazy lifestyle, but they just, you don't hear about it at all. Like,
no.
I mean, some of them are just really nice guys and family oriented and stuff, but I think there's a small crowd of, I don't know, you call them outlaws, I guess, the Elite Series Outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a cool documentary film, by the way.
Well, Leo's got the equipment, and
yeah.
What else are you gonna do in this winter?
I'll have to make a few phone calls.
Yeah. This year, did you watch the Delaware River tournament?
The one that Ike won?
Yeah.
No, I did not watch it.
The weigh-in was so epic.
Yeah, so I heard.
As you can imagine.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man. Hometown.
He went nuts. I mean, it wasn't like a classic Ike going nuts thing, but it was just like,
yeah,
he started crying up on stage and brought the trophy into the crowd and took pictures with like people holding it, and it was just pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it's been a while since he won.
He hasn't won a tournament, I don't think, since Lake Jordan, and that was just one of those Elite Series like AOI tournaments from a few years
ago. Yeah.
I think his last win before that was like Gunnersville in 06, I'm pretty sure. He hasn't won one in a long time.
Yeah, he was due for sure.
And KVD didn't qualify for the Classic this year?
Yeah, I don't even know what to think of that.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well,
the end of an era right there. That's
no,
what
I don't think so. If you looked at the river, the lakes this year that they fished, it was not his wheelhouse whatsoever. They had the Florida Swing. What else did they do? They went Toledo Bend, I think, they had this year.
They did a lot of stuff up in northeastern U.S. too.
It was a strange year, especially, and it was not cohesive to his style at all, especially those the northeastern lakes are just so weird. I think, did they fish Oneida? They fished Oneida this year, right?
I believe so.
Oneida and the Cayuga Lake, it's like a weed-choked lake.
Mm-hmm. He's a TVA guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he really shines.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was so surprised he didn't win Classic this year. Especially the fact that everybody was just what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just crankbait and trap and stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely conducive to him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's like so accomplished and so good now, though, that like he's out there just trying to catch fish how he wants to catch fish.
Right.
Like, he's like, you know what? I hate drop shotting. I'm not going to drop shot.
Mm-hmm.
I will find fish to eat my spinnerbait.
Well, he's won $4 million+, and he's set.
Yeah.
I mean,
what else? You know, he has nothing to prove anymore.
No.
Maybe that's why he doesn't. He doesn't even have as much. I'm sure he's still incredibly driven, but not like he's not hungry anymore. You know.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't win a couple next year. I think he'll be back.
Yeah. After not making the Classic, he's probably got a new fire lit under his ass.
Yeah. I mean, the way he blogs and stuff, he still seems like he's pretty, I don't know, you want to say he's like this, you can tell he's disappointed and stuff, but.
Yeah. But that's fishing too, man.
Oh, yeah, dude, I lost it this year. Towards the end of the year, I was just not, like, this year burned me up just because of so much, so much grinding this year.
Yeah.
There wasn't a good day on the water I had all year. Like, I didn't, besides the first couple weeks in the spring, like, on Pewaukee and in the bay, and I was just, you know, catching giants, but every other tournament, especially if there was largemouth involved, it was always just a grind for bites. It was not a fun year.
Same year, man. I had a terrible tournament season, and I was talking to Leo the other day, and I'm like, dude, when's the last time you got on, like, not even an amazing day on the water, just a good day on the water. And we were like, both of us were like, I think it was late June or maybe early July.
Yeah.
Up north.
Yeah.
There was a good frog bite.
Which doesn't count.
And it's not like we caught a bunch of giants.
Yeah.
We caught like 30 fish on a frog, but it was fun.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't an incredible day on the water.
That I didn't have a single day where I caught more than 5 legals on a frog in a day. I mean,
Yeah.
maybe I did, but you know, during a tournament, you don't really notice when they're 14s and you don't need a 14. But
Yeah.
even then, I mean, I caught one 4.5 this year frogging, and that was my biggest largemouth of the year besides the 7 or whatever I caught in Gunnersville. And I didn't catch a largemouth over 5 in Wisconsin.
I didn't catch a fish over 5 pounds this year.
Yeah.
This is just a brutal year for me.
Yep. I mean,
It's like right now my boat's winterized. I'm gonna fish the Wolf tournament and I'm probably just gonna do some serious hunting for a couple weeks.
yeah.
And I'm sure I'm gonna regret that in like a month when it's snowing out. I'm just like,
Yeah, we don't deserve that. Last year was bad enough. This year's
yeah.
supposed to be worse.
Last year was the third coldest winter in like Stevens Point history.
Well, geez, I remember a couple of days waking up and in the morning, and I worked early then, and it was just like it. I walk outside and you're like, this is just ridiculous. It's -27 degrees outside without the wind chill, and the wind is whipping around. It was like -60 a couple of days.
Yep. The coldest day in Point was -75.
Oh, that's right.
That's, I mean, that is an unfathomable number. -75. If anyone from down south is listening right now,
If it was 100 degrees warmer, it would still be below freezing.
yes. That's
When you
insane.
think about it that way. Yeah, I mean, it is one of those things where you can't even breathe outside, and like
No,
it
you
feels like you're
can't
at
go
it feels like you're
outside.
at altitude. You're
Yeah, you
just
get exposed for like a minute and your fucking lungs start crystallizing. The liquid in your body starts freezing because it's so cold out and you're breathing that in.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I mean, I remember distinctly. I was listening to a couple old podcasts about like right around January, and I'm just like bitching every single second about how cold it was and how shitty it is to deal with all that, you know. And then, you know, you go down south for a week and it's 55 degrees and then everybody's complaining.
Yeah,
And, you know, we're there in t-shirts. It's like, God,
well, this is nice, yeah.
I don't have the will this summer or this winter, I don't think. I think I gotta definitely do a lot of this, a lot of talking. And now
Oh,
that I have the
yeah.
hardwire, hopefully it works. I mean, I haven't recorded one yet because I remember last year I had all that issues just because my computer wasn't hooked up to a hardwire where it would like start speeding up and slowing down. I hope it doesn't happen again, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll
I
see.
hope people still listen. I mean, what I'm gonna plan on doing is posting them late, like at 11 or 12, just
Yeah.
because I work late, and then re-upping it in the morning, just so people would see it. But now we got enough followers that I think it'll start to take off pretty fairly easily. Most of those people we gained this summer probably don't even know about the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, now that we got, are we trying to recruit any more people for the pro staff? I mean, the field
I don't
staff?
know, like there's a couple kids that like asked me about it and that like want to do it, but I think we should probably,
Limit it.
wait a couple months and see what happens. Like I was talking to Cade and he's a journalism major and he's like, dude, I can't wait to write some really like quality articles
Yeah.
for
Oh,
you
no
guys.
doubt.
He's like, I'm a really confident writer and I'm a good writer,
Yeah.
so I'm like, have at it, man, you know.
Right.
That's what you're on the field staff for.
Yeah, I mean, now that we got, you know, a good core of people that follow us. I mean,
Yeah.
on various social media. We got to get Facebook up, but I mean,
Yeah, we need to do more on Facebook, I
but
think.
I don't know. I'm torn because Facebook is just such, it's one of those things that it's a great thing to utilize, but also you don't want to overutilize it too because then you just don't look legitimate. I don't
Yeah.
like
And our Facebook has never gotten a lot of response out of it
No, I
either.
mean I get annoyed more than anything by those moron Facebook users. So like there's just definitely a happy medium between posting a lot and just overdoing it on Facebook. Like Twitter is one thing because Twitter is just like, you know, it's hard to explain, but it doesn't seem like it bothers me as much as someone tweets a lot than if they Facebook constantly.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I've deleted at close to 1,000 friends in the past year probably from Facebook, just from the people that pretend to be professionals on Facebook, and just like, God, please get off of social media, and then you just, you know, block them or
Oh yeah,
whatever.
all the patch pirates and shit. Every fucking kid that fished two tournaments in his life has a fishing athlete page that says their name, fishing.
Yeah, I could go on a rant about that.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's only, but you know, people.
I'm gonna wait till January when I'm getting pissed off to start
Yeah,
doing
there you go.
shit.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, it's just those people that have nothing better to do, so
Yeah, for sure.
instead of just I don't even post pictures on Facebook anymore from fishing. I just don't care anymore. It just doesn't.
I wish I had enough pictures from this summer to post.
That's what I'm saying. I have one that I, because I don't even take a picture if it's not four anymore. It's just, unless it's like a really tough lake and you catch a random big one that normally isn't that big on the lake, but I have nothing to show for it this summer.
Yeah, it was absolutely brutal for me, man. Right now, my confidence in my abilities and my morale is just
Depleted.
all-time
Yeah,
low.
oh yeah. Yeah, which
It's like
is,
I don't even know what to do. Like,
no, when you're out there and you're completely just dejected, it's
yep.
time to get off the water. When it's just not fun anymore, that's why I kind of took a break. It's just like, it just wasn't fun anymore for me.
Same here.
And
I'm experiencing the exact same thing right
I can't
now.
even fish legitimately if, unless it's a tournament. Like, I don't get excited to go.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, it's one of those things where it's either, oh, I could either hang out at my apartment and get some stuff done online or get some stuff done with work or go in early, or I could just go sit out there and grind for 5, 6 hours in the cold. And
Yeah.
I'm like, why? I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't get the thrill as much as I used to, where it's like, you know, figuring something out. But it's hard to figure something out when
You have nothing to go off of. That is the most demoralizing thing
Right.
in the world. It's like, well, if a fish would give me some sort of a clue at all, maybe I could put something together. But when you've got 0 bites in 6 hours, you can't put fucking anything together. You're just like, I've literally fished every bait, every situation, every depth, every type of cover, like, I don't even know where to fish next. Like, what the fuck am I missing here?
Yeah,
Then some kid fucking busts 19 pounds and you're like, what?
Where were you fishing? What lake?
Yeah. Where did you have those things tied up
Did
at?
you hear about another bust that happened in Tennessee, I think? Or no.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Alabama, but it was Tennessee River again, where some guy had to fish caged in a big red cage under someone's dock again.
Crazy shit.
I can't even believe that. I don't know where, like, it just doesn't.
Why are they fishing if that's how they, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have more respect for you if you just rob a convenience store. Just do that. Be a
Right.
normal thief. Don't I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Even compare it to anything because it's like not even like taking steroids.
No, it's just
Because it's just blatant, bold cheating. It's like fucking changing the scoreboard of a football game so
well,
that you
it
can, you
yeah,
know?
it'd be like Tiger Woods just picking the ball up and just walking around with it and just putting it right on the
Right?
green.
Yeah.
And then And even then, it wouldn't be like that. It would be he never even drove. He just picked the ball up and put it in the hole every time. There's no way you can compare it to any other sport. And it's not like, and it's like, I don't know. If you cheat in football, you're still getting paid. In bass fishing, if you don't, I mean, if you don't cheat in football, you still get paid. But you
Yeah.
know, if you're already in an unfair playing field against these cocksuckers that cheat, and you're putting all your money and life into it, and then you lose, and you're like, oh, well, you know, they figured him out. Well, then they didn't even figure him out.
Yeah.
There's a special
I can
place.
tell you if I was in a tournament and some guy took my money for and he's cheating, there'd be a fucking boat ramp brawl. Fist flying on the ramp.
Yeah. I don't even. I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't even deal with it. I'm pretty level-headed, and I don't really get into fights, but that would drive me up a wall.
Right?
I would be very, very upset.
Right, dude, I need to start doing homework.
All right, yeah, 45 minutes is
So,
good. We'll peace out
yeah.
and maybe I didn't even feel like 45 minutes, but yeah, we'll peace out. I'll post this up and then hit you up some other time or, you know,
For sure.
do whatever. Thanks for coming on.
Hopefully, yeah. A pleasure as always.
Gonna try and do one with Honor this week, I think. Maybe
There you go.
Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, but who knows? I'm busy.
Yeah.
I don't like making promises. All right, man. Have a good night and have some fun doing homework.
Yeah, for sure. We gotta get our field staff, our new field staff on
Hell
the
yeah.
podcast
Hell
too.
yeah.
Sometime.
All right, dude.
All right.
Peace out,
Nice
everyone.
talking to you, man.
Later, later.
Later.